the all-new Sports Cage. Text 306-936-6262. 620 CKRM.
It's a bit of a different twist today on the all-new Sports Cage on the home of sports in Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM. The show is on the road. We're in Wilcox. It's a Hounds Thing Day. It's the 7th annual Day of Giving for Notre Dame. We're raising money for the Hounds Fund to help the students who need it to go to school here. Now, we've had on Stanley Cup champions. We've had on different athletes and alumni. Rod the Bod, Curtis Joseph, another link to celebrity alumni. Stefan Govan, you are the principal of the College of Notre Dame, Athlone Murray, but you're also a former student. You went here from 84 to 88. You won the Centennial Cup Championship with Notre Dame in 88, and some guy named Rod Brindamore, who apparently can't get a coaching contract in Carolina, you may have to make a call there. And Curtis Joseph, you went to Cornell University from 88 to 92. You played Div 1 NCAA men's hockey, and then you end up back here. How did you originally end up in Notre Dame in 84? There was no, like, as we heard from young Louis Barbez, he was Googling when he was in the fifth grade. In 84, there was no Googling, Stefan. So how does your Notre Dame story start?
My Notre Dame story starts when, because I'm from Moose Jaw, so we had to play the Hounds. So I remember my bantam year in grade 8, we'd have to come out and play the Hounds, and they'd come and play us, and they had a heck of a team. And they would just whoop us. But they would never rub it in. Like, there was no chirping after the whistle. They just played hockey whistle to whistle. And I was always so impressed by that discipline. And they just gave it to us. But they would never gloat about it. I thought, man, I want to be part of something like that. Like, I mean, it was no fun losing, of course. you want to win. But it was, I think, the discipline that was so evident. And, you know, I learned that the following year when I was in grade 9 and we had those same coaches. And it was absolutely out of the question to chirp other teams or to talk back to the referees. You just play hard, right? You practice hard and you play hard, and then it was that discipline. So that's kind of what got me here in grade 8, just watching the Hounds. And I remember the regional championships for the Air Canada Cup were in Moose Jaw that year as well. So I got to meet, you know, guys like John Cooper was the team manager that year, and he was so nice and kind to little old me, and he was the same way when he was here. I was in grade 9, he was in grade 12. Just a great guy back then as well. And you see this team, like Brent Bobick, a well-known name around Regina, was on that team, and he was a super guy and kind of included.
Could score a few goals
and could fly. And a bit of a character, too.
Yeah. So you came to Notre Dame, and you wanted to come, right? You see a lot of time where parents are like, hey, I think our kids need some structure. Yeah. And you see that now as the principal. Is that something that, you know, you talk to a lot of parents and say, hey, this is something that we can get your kid making his bed, you know, waking up on time, all that. And in a year from now, they come to you and say, thank you so much.
It's funny you do hear that from parents. But boy, my kid's a little different. You hear that after even the first Christmas holiday.
Wow.
They just, I mean, there's structure and there's some things that are expected. Like Louis, I think, outlined it perfectly. That you do. Like,
Louis is going to need a contract to be the official spokesperson of Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'm getting Louis to build the timetable next week.
Okay. So. It was kind of the second part to my question, because you were over here when he was. We were interviewing Louis, and then when he had a chance to ask some questions to Barry Trotz, and I could tell as a principal, proud, right, when
absolutely.
You see that.
Absolutely, and he's one of those students that has bought in, and we hope, you know, they're teenagers, not everybody buys in, but the ones that do, it's like Barry was saying, the values that you instill in a place like this, in a community that's somewhat isolated. I know we're not that far from Regina, but there's not a whole lot else to do. So
as Barry said, you got to hitchhike to town when you had the license. There's really nowhere to go. I love that story.
That's a great story.
From a hitchhiking Notre Dame student to a Stanley Cup champion, man. Here in any of the students we've talked to, and they all talk about the discipline and the structure and all that, but they talk about it willingly, like it's been a great thing in their life. It's not because it's been forced on them, and they're like, the clenched fist and the shoulders, they're openly admitting, like, this is actually a really nice way to have my life be going. These, especially nowadays, there's not a lot of structure in teenage lives. I mean, iPads and their parents are busy and working, and there's a lot of other people and things raising kids, and you come here This is kind of like old school, but in the good way.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, kids here, they find things to do that are, I guess, constructive. Like Louis talks about going to the gym at 6 in the morning. Well, he's there with about 35 others, jeez, right? It's just something they do. They come over here. In fact, you know, they have a key because they can be
trusted.
So they open it up. They do their workout because they know that after school, they're playing rugby or they're playing baseball at this time of year. They have something else going. So they keep themselves busy. So on any given night, you'll be outside. They'll be playing roller hockey on the pad. Or they've organized their own little rec hockey tournament just for fun. So there's lots going on. In the dorms, the dorm life is pretty particular, too. And I don't know, Barry talked about it. And it's a different time now, but that's where you create your closest bonds, I think.
Yeah. Stéphane Gauban is the principal of Athol Murray College of Notre Dame. We're raising funds. It's a Hounds Thing Day. This is the 7th annual. If you would like to donate online, giving.notredame.ca. All right, let's talk about some of your former teammates from that 1988 Centennial Cup Championship team. You look at Brind'Amour now. Was he the same guy, just a younger version? Has Rod been Rod the whole way?
He was in the gym at 6 a.m., I bet, back then.
And but with a stolen key, probably, right?
The peck deck.
They just gave him his own key, that guy.
Okay.
Well, him and I were roommates.
Oh, wow.
In grade 12. And so there were many mornings I would wake up and roll over in my bunk, and he was there on the floor doing his push-ups. Just get out of bed, first thing he'd do is 100 push-ups. And what? Then he'd go to the gym. But not only that, and everybody knows that about Rod, but he's a kind human being. He's very disciplined. He's serious, but he's kind.
When I saw that he wouldn't re-sign his last contract unless everybody on his staff also got re-signed, when does that happen in professional sports ever?
Well, you want to hear another neat story, and he probably hates me telling this, but
go ahead, your ex-roommates, your old roommates, go ahead. This is the best part of these conversations.
Yeah. So one time his dad Bob's was a pipe fitter in Campbell River, and Mom was a school secretary. And so it was a big sacrifice to send Rod out here. So I remember one time, back then you used to get care packages and you get a card in the mail. The one time he got a $20 bill sent by his parents. Well, he kept 10 and he sent 10 back.
What?
Because he felt it was like, this is too much. True story.
Jeez.
So that says, you know, when he talks about, he's had that all along. You know,
when you talk, the other thing too, like there's athletes here, male, female, from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And we're talking like, I think it was five different countries. Students this year went and represented their hockey teams, Mexico, Australia, South Africa, Thailand, Singapore, and then now the UK. How difficult is it for you, and how long does it usually take when a student-athlete comes in? There's a massive language barrier as well, I'm sure.
There is a language barrier, depending on which country they come from. So we offer the English as additional language courses. And the immersive aspect of this school, like in the dorms, on your hockey team, you're forced to use that language. Yeah. So by Christmas time, like, oh my goodness, he or she, like, they're speaking pretty good English, and it just comes quickly. I think maybe because of the environment we're in. You know, you'll find that if there's a few kids from another country, the same country, they'll often speak the same language together, but when they're on their hockey team, they're on different hockey teams, so they're forced to use it, and it's a beautiful thing to see. It happens so fast.
Do a lot of parents come? We were talking with Will from Hershey, Pennsylvania, and do a lot of parents, and do they just send their kids sight unseen? They just check it out online, they maybe do some Zoom calls with you, and then it's like, all right, you're going.
There are some that do that, and interestingly enough, there are a lot that come for a visit.
Yeah.
And we find that when they do come for a visit, they kind of get a feel for the place, and they kind of get a feel for the atmosphere, and that's usually the best way to sell the place. You come out here and you can see, you can feel what's going on, you can see what's going on. So we take them to all aspects, the athletic stuff, the academic stuff. We talk about what Barry was talking about, looking at things bigger than yourself. Right?
Well, and probably one of the most interesting things that he said, and if they were talking about this when he was young, because you don't hear this message anymore, doing what's right, not what's easy. Mm-hmm. Doing what's right, and not, because 15, what were we going to do? Let's do what's easy. Forget what's right. Let's not do that. So if you're a mom or a dad and you are listening, just I'll go on the website, click a few buttons, and book a visit. We've probably done a pretty interesting... I mean, it's very easy to talk about all the highlights and yeah. the hide, but then also, too, one of the big things I think gets lost in this is the education. And when you mentioned earlier in the show, you go to any major Canadian city, and all the buildings and all the streets are named after people you find out that went to Notre Dame, and you're like, really? That's a real person? Like, Max Bell is a hockey arena in Calgary. They'd be like, okay, well, everything has a name. Well, there's, how would you know that Max Bell, well, I was actually a former student here at Notre Dame. Doc Seaman is another. All of these names, it doesn't matter probably what city you go to, that the education is also, there's sports, yes, obviously, but the education is still the most important thing.
Absolutely. We take it very seriously. You know, it is a number one priority. And the nice thing about being in a small community like this, too, is if a student is kind of sloughing off a little bit in academics, they're easy to find, right? So let's go get over to the library, bud. You're missing this assignment, so we can find. They don't always love that, but
so both of our wives are in the education system, and they're in the. They're not in a private system like this. They're in a little more open and public situation or whatever. And this is the part of, and we have kids that are 12, 9, and 3. You are 13 and 11, and you're getting to that point where you just want them to be armed and equipped with all of the tools going forward in life and a good education. And one of the big things is, from all of the students that we've talked here, they all seem self-sufficient, and common sense is one of the first things you notice when you're interacting with them. Mm-hmm. And I got to give a shout-out to Connolly, who helped us this afternoon with some of our social media. Couldn't have been better. He's over there and he's working, and Connolly's work is up on the Sports Cage Facebook and social pages if you want to see some of his magic of what he was able to do. And it's basically a sports tour of the campus or whatever, but couldn't have been nicer, and was like, I'm happy to help, whatever you know. I'm like, this is awesome. As the principal of the school, outside of all of your responsibilities, is still one of the most satisfying things is when you see someone show up and they're one way, and then they, whether it's a year or 4 or 5 years, they leave as a completely different person.
Like Jack Flamin.
Jack Flamin.
He was a bit of a bad apple when he came here to his own admission.
Yes, and he's a guy that he talks about it often, what this place did for him from a character standpoint. But sometimes you see these transformations in a matter of months. And that's what's encouraging. So we're in the month of May now, and we're looking at some kids that were here in September going, oh boy. But the growth they've had is like, isn't this guy come a long way?
And you don't charge the parents so extra for changing their kids into good humans?
They learn that kind of on their own, too. Okay. You just kind of guide them, and you're there all the time, and you support them. We just have the opportunity to build such close relationships.
Okay.
So over time, maybe it rubs off.
The major thing, too, I got to ask you, how important a day like today and the bursaries and the financial aid for you guys?
It's critical. You know, it's a big sacrifice for parents to send their kids to a private school or to send their students to Notre Dame even. So it is absolutely critical, because ideally you want to eliminate the barriers so that any student who would like to attend Notre Dame can. And to do that, we need to be able to support them. And so the more that we can help, the better it is for many students.
Well, I hope that we've been able to do our part and raise some awareness. We're going to wrap on this.
I got to ask one question before we go. You've been watching the Moose Jaw Saskatoon series. What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. I wish. Yeah, it could be on TSN. Somebody read an article today that this should be televised. It's unbelievable. But go Warriors.
Okay. So Fango Van, principal here at Notre Dame. It's a day of giving, giving.notredame.ca. He told us that his ex-roommate, Rod Brindamore, used to get up and do 100 push-ups to start the day. If Rod the Bod was here and he got down on the floor, if he can do 100, Stefan, how many are you doing before you tap out?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not keeping up with him, that's for sure.
Well, I know that, but what's your number? If he's easy 100, what are you?
Oh, I'm sure I can bang out 10.
That's the honest. Look at that honesty and humility. I know he's in good shape, but you got Rod the Bod next to you.
If you got a principal that looks like that, you're going to say, I'm going to go do some push-ups too.
I said a lot of principals in my career didn't look like that.
Our principals, you wanted to go have a dart.
They would be outside smoking with the students, or there would be food stains on their shirt. Like, it was just a different era. The 80s were the best. Thank you, Stefan. We appreciate it. It's the Sports Cage. We're live in Wilcox at Notre Dame. It's a day of giving. We'll take a break and be back at 620 CKRM.